Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Burdena. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Frank Burdena. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Aluzic. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey scores. Charles moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña bunts towards the mound. Bertena fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bertena for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alozic hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Campanera steals second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. Peña strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Berdana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berdana is 0-for-1 in the game. Berdana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aluzic hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. one out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 1 in the game. Pena bunts towards the mound. Bertena fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Frank Bertena. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. John Wyatt now pitching. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seaburn moves to third. Powell moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to home to get Seaburn. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Brown reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Robinson scores. Bowens goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adair is walked intentionally. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. Brown moves to third. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-4 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Matthew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles 5, and Kansas City Athletics 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.